Lawyer for mysterious Chinese heiress rejects body double claims. Sydney, the lawyer of Yang Lanlan, the mysterious Chinese heiress who caused a stir online over her true identity, has rejected claims that his client has secretly left the country. "That was a serious allegation," said John Korn in comments to Ant D, the sister media outlet of the Epoch Times, on January 30th. When asked on whether Yang's wealth could insulate her from any consequences for the car accident that left chauffeur severely injured, Korn rejected the idea, saying wealth does not exempt anyone from legal responsibility. "I would say that's completely incorrect," he said. "She's charged in her matters before the court." Yang did not make an appearance this time, and her case will be heard again on March 31st. Yang, who was 23 at the time, allegedly crashed her $1.5 million Rolls-Royce SUV into a Mercedes-Benz business vehicle while intoxicated in the upscale suburb of Rose Bay on July 26, 2025. The 52-year-old driver of the Mercedes, George Plasaras, who works for Kyle Sandilands, a well-known Australian radio host and media personality, sustained severe injuries, including fractures to his spine, ribs, hip, and femur. Yang, uninjured in the crash, was granted bail with conditions, including surrendering her passport, reporting to the police 3 times a week, adhering to a curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and being prohibited from driving. New South Wales police alleged that Yang violated her bail conditions for changing address, which she later admitted. However, her counsel, Greg Stanton, explained in court on January 23rd that it was not intentional, but caused by a miscommunication between lawyers. The address change was updated in the paperwork on January 22nd with the consent of the prosecution and the officer in charge. The prosecutor further requested a delay in the case to allow for preparation in relation to 2 new charges added 2 weeks ago, dangerous driving causing serious injury under the influence of alcohol and mid-range drink driving. Yang already faces 4 charges and has pled not guilty to them and currently remains on bail. Body double allegation. Yang's case has gone viral on Chinese social media, with local Chinese residents even physically attending her case over questions about her true identity and alleged connections with Chinese Communist Party leadership and Xi Jinping. One of the rumors is that Yang has since left the country with CCP official Zhao Leji during his visit last year, and now a body double has since taken her place. The Daily Mail news site even went so far as to question Yang when she reported to Rose Bay Police Station on January 15th. When asked directly by the reporter whether she was Yang, the woman replied that she was someone else. Rachel Chu and NED reporter Philippe Wong contributed to this report.